Just joined us. Good morning. Good morning. Monday it is. New day, new week, new challenges, and of course, new victories, I have to add. It's the 23rd of March. We've got Dr. LaRue on the line. She's from, in fact, she is a research director from the Unit of Religion and Development Research. Dr. LaRue, good morning. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Doctor, I think what we should do is just fall into it straight away. And it's all about human rights that we're talking about this morning. Now, how do you break it down so that people can understand how it actually, how human rights actually affects our daily lives?
I think when we talk about human rights in like big abstract terms, like conventions and treaties and policies, I think it can feel very distant from our lives, you know, from our daily realities. But human rights, it actually, they aren't that abstract. I think a useful way to think about it is to realize that human rights are present, or they show up. In whether you feel safe, whether you feel respected, whether you feel able to make choices about your own life every single day. Okay. So, you know, I think if we relate it to that everyday experience, you know, it's about whether a girl can walk to school safely, or whether a woman can say no in a relationship, or whether someone is treated with dignity at work. So I think, you know, human rights, we have human rights, they must be lived. It's not just written into laws. So it's about safety and voice and access and respect, you know, in daily life.
Okay. Now, if I talk about and I, if I take out of human rights, say for example, gender equality, and you look at the spaces, those everyday spaces like the homes, the schools, and workplaces, where are we still getting it wrong? Especially in those areas that I've mentioned, are we still getting it wrong?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes. I think we still are getting it wrong. And I think, you know, this point, the spaces that you're pointing to really highlights where we're getting it wrong. I think, you know, laws can change what's allowed, but our social norms decide what's actually practiced. And South Africa, we have great laws about gender equality, but what's being practiced isn't changing. And I think, you know, specifically about gender equality, one of our biggest misunderstandings is thinking that once we have good laws and policies in place, you know, then the problem is solved. But, you know, in reality, people don't live their lives according, you know, to policy documents. We live according to taught in our families and in our communities, you know, in our belief systems around what's normal and what's acceptable. And I think, unfortunately, in those spaces, we still get taught things. We still, you know, inequality is normalized in, you know, who does unpaid care work, you know, who's listened to, who makes the decisions in that, decides what household money is spent on, you know, who gets the leadership opportunities. Okay. So I think even though our country has strong laws, we're not practicing it in our community and household spaces.
And I know some of our listeners will agree with me. Sometimes, and most of the times, people are saying, and especially politicians are saying, we've already made progress, and yes, we're getting there, and all those kind of things. But from your perspective, the gaps that people might not be seeing. Talk about the gaps that you see from your perspective.
I think we must say there has been progress, and having good laws is an important step. But progress isn't the same as equality, and it's definitely not the same as safety. So I think there's a tendency to focus on numbers, on statistics, But we actually have to put much more focus on experiences. Mm. And you know, violence against women and girls is widespread. It remains widespread. Access to services is unequal. Economic inequality persists. So that would be the big gaps that immediately jump out for me. Mm. So that gap between the law, mm. The theory, and the experiences is that's where the problem lies. So I think that's what's really important, to listen to lived experiences, to listen to what women and girls are saying they're experiencing, and to respond to that.
Okay, if you just join us, people, I'm chatting to Dr. LaRue, who's on the line with me, and she's a research director of the Unit of Religion and Development Research, and we're focusing on human rights now. Now, for someone that's listening at the moment now, Doctor, what are small, real ways they can contribute to gender equality without feeling overwhelmed?
I think, you know, this is such a good question that you're asking, because gender equality, it really isn't only about big activism. It's about those small, consistent choices that we make in our everyday lives about how we treat people every day. Mm. So you can make a difference in your community, in those everyday spaces, just in how you live and interact with others. So, you know, the classic one for me is always, you know, what are the jokes that you're telling? What are the stereotypes that you're propagating? What are the jokes that you're laughing at when other people tell it? In your household, are you sharing the care work? Mm. You know, if you're a parent, are you only letting your girls do the washing up, but never the boys? In your working spaces, are you listening to women? Are you creating spaces that they have space to also share their opinions? And so I think there's so much opportunity in our daily life where we can actually practice it and help make that change, address those gaps between law and reality.
It's Dr. LaRue on the line. I don't want to let you go before I ask you the following question. This will be my last one for the morning. Now, Doc, you know, there's sometimes these kind of conversations that people have, and sometimes people are defensive or uncomfortable these kind of topics or this topic that we're talking about. So how do we keep the conversation open without pushing people away?
You're right. I think conversations around gender equality can be, you know, can feel super personal. And anything that touches on identity or culture or faith, also, you know, people feel defensive. Mm-hmm. And I think if people feel judged, then they shut down.
Okay.
Then you can't engage. But if they feel heard, then they can actually start to reflect. So maybe what I would suggest, and this is not only true of gender equality, I think it's true of talking about any really sensitive, loaded topic, is, you know, to start from shared values, like, you know, dignity and respect and fairness. Maybe, you know, to ask questions instead of making accusations, because I think we do that a lot. This is so wrong. How can you do this? To rather be, why are you doing it this way? You know, how do you think she feels if you do this? But then also to create safe spaces for dialogue and not debate. This isn't a debate. The goal isn't to win the conversation. A debate, the goal is to win.
Yes.
But what we want is conversation that we can build understanding, and it goes both ways. Mm. It's not just me having this fake conversation so I can convince you, but we're both learning. in this engagement.
Dr. Leroux, I do thank you. I've got so much more questions that I would like to ask you, but time's not allowing us. Thank you for that insight and your views on some of the pointers that we raised now. I look forward to our next conversation. You go well. Have a great rest of this Monday and week. And until we get meet again, stay safe.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Leroux. She is a research director of the Unit for Religion and Development Research. Righto, that's it, people.